Tehillim, Kof Chaf Tet, Chapter 129. In this mizmor, we continue the agricultural theme of the preceding one, where the Mishorer described the wife and children of the Yirei Hashem as grapevines and olive saplings. Here, he will describe the enemies of Israel as withered grasses. We can divide this mizmor into two equal parts of four psukim each. In the first part, he speaks in the past tense of his trials and tribulations, which go back to the beginning of our national history. In the second half, he switches to the future tense as a prayer or a wish, asking that those who hate us be destroyed and as ineffective as withered grass. The Mishorer alludes to the fact that just as we overcame our enemies in the past, we should overcome them in the future. In content as well as in words used, this Mizmor is similar to Mizmor 124, and I'll try to point that out as we proceed. The first part is the story of his travails and tribulations. Shir HaMa'alot, Rabot Sararuni Minurai Yomar Na Yisrael, a song of Ma'alot. From my youth I have been afflicted, my enemies have been at war with me, oppressing me. Rabat can either mean many times or greatly. And then he says, Yomar Ne Yisrael. He turns to his audience and says, listen to this. Look at our past and see how often this has happened. Our national history is rooted in persecution, whether we count it from Egypt or even earlier when Lavan tried to destroy Yaakov, as we say in the Haggadah and as we read in this past week's parasha, Arami Ovad Avi, in Aramean, tried to destroy my father. Yomar Ne Yisrael could also mean, learn this mizmor well. Or it could mean this is an introduction to a choral response, which would then be answered by Hodul Hashem Kitov or something like that. This Yomar Na Yisrael phrase is an echo, as I said, of chapter 124. Using the Ma'alot structure, we move to verse 2. Rabat Tzaruni Minurai, much have they afflicted me from my youth. Gam Lo Yachluli, however, they couldn't prevail against me. Al Gabai Chorshu Chorshim, the plowers plowed upon my back. They made their furrows very long. This evokes an image of degradation and pain, a person lying face down on the earth and someone plowing over him, either because he's totally insignificant in their eyes or in order to torture him. And they make long furrows, which prolong the agony. However, he says in verse 4, Hashem tzaddik, Hashem is righteous. Kitzeitz avot rishaim, he will not allow these rishaim to prevail, so he cuts the cords that attach the plow to the animal or the person who leads it, effectively stopping them in their tracks, or he cuts the chains of bondage that we carry. And then we move to the second half of the mizmor, where he curses those who hate Zion. Yevoshu v'yisogu achor kol sonei Zion. May all those who hate Zion be disappointed and fail in their efforts. The Tzonei Tzion here parallel the Tzarei Yisrael that were mentioned in the first half. Yiyu kechatzir gagot, let them be like grass on the rooftops, shekidmat shalaf yavesh, that will, before it somebody comes to pluck it out, it has withered on its own, or before it sends out shoots, it has withered. In either case, before it has any effect, it's gone. Yavesh is not the same root as Yevoshu, but it is a play on the words in the Ma'alot structure. Now, what's so special about grass on the rooftops? When it sprouts on the rooftops, its lifespan is very short because it doesn't have a good soil to nourish it and it can't send down deep roots. So we hope that our enemies will be ineffective and only short-lived. Shelo mila kapo kotzer, therefore, there's not enough for a reaper to grab even a handful, v'chitzno ma'amer, or to make a bundle. Since in the first half he's described as being plowed over, here he continues the agricultural analogy with the reaper. And the final pasuk, v'lo yomru ha'ovrim, as people pass by and see the worker at work, they will not say, Birkat Hashem Aleichem, may God's blessing be upon you. They won't bless him because his work is insignificant. We know that in the ancient world, people would pass workers in the field and bless their endeavors, and then the workers would respond, as we have here in this verse, Barachnu etchem b'shem Hashem, we bless you in God's name. For example, Boaz, when he comes out to the field in chapter 2 of Megillat Rut, says to his workers, Hashem imachem, may God be with you, and they answer him, Yivarechecha Hashem, may God bless you. Another possibility is Berachnu etchem b'shem Hashem is the response of the people response to the people who recited this mizmor. Maybe the Kohanim would answer this, since their function in the temple is to bless the people. This B'Shem Hashem over here, once again, is an echo of chapter 124. Now, when is this mizmor recited? One possibility is that it was recited for the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, the festival of the water drawing, which was held on Sukkot. Why is it appropriate for Sukkot? First of all, the field workers, which describes people harvesting, which is what we do on Sukkot when we gather in the harvest, as well as the concept of protection inherent in trusting in Hashem, which is really the theme of Sukkot, where we leave the protection of our homes, sit in the flimsy sukkah, and trust in God. Another possibility is that it was recited by the Ole Regel, the pilgrims who came up three times a year to Jerusalem. And that is because we have the concept of Tzion mentioned here, as well as in the final verse, Berachnu etchem b'shem Hashem, language evocative of the Hallel, Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, Berachnu chem mi beit Hashem. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Hashem. We bless you from the house of God. And the curse of those who hate Zion make this extremely fitting for the Olei Bavel, the people who returned from the Babylonian exile. Once they returned, in much smaller numbers than anticipated, they encountered opposition at every turn, as was described in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. So here they are cursing those who thwart their ability to settle the land properly, as well as to build the Beit HaMikdash fully. In any case, may Hashem bless all our endeavors. Have a wonderful day.